Did you know the little Japanese woman there? What was her name?
Mamie. Mamie Tamura.
Mamie Tamura.
Yes, I knew her very well.
How did she ever get into that country? Do you know?
I don't know.
But I know she was reported to have made a pretty good brew, scotch or brew or something that was necessary.
Well, it did what alcohol is supposed to do, if that's what you're referring to. Actually, she made a pretty good batch of brew of beer. And, of course, that's what the... contrary to what is written by these authors, this wasn't the drinking country that it was put up to be.
In the early years,
In the early years, I'm talking about, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember if Riley ever ran a still?
To my knowledge, Riley never handled bootleg whiskey or beer. He never made beer at home, and he never peddled it. There was lots of it being made over there, and he certainly had the opportunities, and he certainly could have used the money. But no, Riley, to my knowledge, never peddled whiskey.
Well, one of your last legs then was from Miller House on down to Central. And then did you go over to the Hot Springs and deliver mail and then come back?
Yes. That was a poorly written contract, and we never did anything about it. It's our own fault. You had to go into Circle Hot Springs twice on each mail run. You go in and come out and check in at the Central Post Office, then go to Circle, then back, then to the Springs.
Springs again.
And back to Circle, to Central. It was a poorly written contract because it was absolutely unnecessary. For one thing, it didn't give you enough time to answer your mail the one day.
Right.